Mail call.
It's a Mailbag Monday with a Killer Bees.
You've got mail.
Guys, before we get to the mailbag, I do want to tell you about RiverRanchDayton.com. RiverRanchDayton.com, the read that I was just doing. My buddy Michael Luster, you can reach him, 870-754-9164. And we're going to be broadcasting live from there. BMAC and I will be out there Friday, Jeremy, by remote. But you can stop in and see everything for yourself. The Angel Lagoon is unbelievable, but we'd love to see you out there.
I'm sad I'm missing that. I probably would start up at Crawfish Shack. Get some good old crawfish. Do you crawfish, Blinkers?
I don't. I'm allergic to crawfish.
Oh, so why don't you give a shot? Yeah, why don't you see how it goes?
Maybe the hives are fun.
Maybe you've lost the allergy. Let's try. Yeah. Let's see how it goes.
So you'd like me to die or have serious
health issues? Not die.
The hives the last time were not fun.
No, I'm just kidding. 713-780-ESPN. Mailbag Monday on a Tuesday. Why are y'all doing a Mailbag Monday on a Tuesday? Well, we talked about other stuff too much. Sorry. The suits upstairs were not happy. They were not happy with the Killer Bees. You're like, you know what? Y'all can't skip Mailbag Monday. It's one of our most popular segments. Y'all have to do it tomorrow.
Along with Who Said It.
And because we're good soldiers, we said okay.
Love
it. I hate Who Said It. I wish the suits upstairs would get rid of that thing.
Go 5-0. We'll get rid of it.
I might. Oh, yeah, we could retire.
Yeah, we'll retire.
I might send an anonymous letter to the suits and be like, that Who Said It offended me.
That was very convincing.
You know, the suits are here. They're going to reach out personally to talk to you because they want to make sure that you're not offended, and then they won't be able to reach you.
Mailbag Monday, would you rather have a Cougar natty or a Texan Super Bowl win? I'll answer first here. How dare you insult me with that question? Give me a Cougar natty. I want the Texans to win a Super Bowl. I do pull for the Texans. I pull for all Houston teams. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I live or die with my Cougars. Give me a Cougar natty over a Texan Super Bowl win. Blinkers?
Yeah. Take the Texans.
Okay. Ryan's a Texas t-shirt,
it's easily,
man.
Yeah. Texans for me.
This is an interesting question. 713-780-3776. Eric the driver. Is it better to have a guy go 1-for-1 with 3 Ks and a homer or 1-for-1 with 3 walks but no homer? There's a case to be made for either side.
Yeah.
What it doesn't say is how many runners are on base for that homer, though.
Well, and how many times did you score by being on base?
That's the randomness of having to answer this question. Okay. Because if you gave that information, now it's a different thing.
Yeah.
So it is the randomness of the information.
And we also don't know on the 1-for-1 with the homer, how many were on base, or if there were anybody on base, or if it was just a solo
job.
That's
the beauty of the question. 1-for-4 with 3 Ks and a homer. Or 1-for-1 with 3 walks. See, it's the case to be made for the 1-for-4 with 3 Ks and a homer is you have a run on the board. You have a run on the board. There could potentially be more, but you have a run on the board.
Right.
The 1-for-1 with 3 walks, you're not guaranteeing a run on the board, but you are making less of the 27 outs that you have to work with over a big league baseball game. I'm usually anti-out. I think that it's very important in baseball to prevent making an out as an offensive player. So I'm actually going to sacrifice the run here, the known run, for the 1-for-1 with 3 walks, because you're not contributing to any of the 27 outs that you get as a baseball
player. So you're going with the home run?
No. I'm going for the 1-for-1 with 3 walks.
Because I thought you were leading
us. I'm rejecting
the
home
run. Did you catch
that
that way?
No, I didn't. Oh, but okay. I agree. I think I take the being on base 4
times.
There's
pros for either side.
Oh, I know. I understand. But my thing is, if I'm on base all 4 times, I'm giving my team an opportunity to score multiple runs. So that's why I'm leaning that way.
Yeah, it's unanimous then.
So we all took the 1-for-1 with 3 walks?
Yep.
Yeah. Give me 4 times on base to give you more opportunities to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Get that starting pitcher out of there, get to the bullpen early, whatever.
Huh, I'm surprised we're unanimous there.
I am too. Brian never agrees.
713-780-ESPN. Texter says River Ranch is one of my favorite water districts. Bring Blanker some crawfish on Friday. He'd really appreciate it.
No, not crawfish.
And I'll eat
them. Can bring food. BMAC can eat the crawfish, sure.
This is a funny one. I had this discussion at work. What are y'all doing at work? Paper or no paper on a public toilet seat?
Oh man, I'll be honest. I don't do the paper.
You go raw?
Same thing. It's just it's too big of a hassle. If it's messy, that's a different story.
Like if I'm at Buc-ee's or Chick-fil-A, places I know that are generally pretty clean, I don't put the paper down.
You guys are some dirty dogs.
Now, if I'm at a gas station that doesn't clean up.
Well, I mean, with your sciatica, you can't balance properly enough to not actually touch the seat.
You squat above the seat?
I didn't say that. If it's a must do situation.
Deuce or
and
do?
And it's a war zone. Yes, that is possible.
You squat over the seat?
Oh, yeah.
You hover over the seat?
Absolutely. Why would you just put the toilet paper down then?
What? That's
because
radical.
Because even putting the toilet paper down, if the seat's a war zone of liquid and other things, which...
Well, you can wipe the liquid off first.
With the toilet paper that's going to seep onto your hands? No chance.
Not if you wad it up correctly, it's not going to seep onto your hands.
You're a master water then, because I'm not doing that.
If I have to in a public restroom, 90% of the time I'm putting something down. Now, a lot of good restrooms will have the seat covers, makes it easy.
Yeah.
But 90% of the town, something's going down there. Something's going on. I don't know who sat down there. I don't know what you have. You could have staff on your hiney. I don't know.
If I'm at Bucky's or someplace I know keeps the restrooms clean, I'm not putting it down.
You guys are dirty dogs. Brian likes to do everything raw. He does his shows raw without a laptop. He sits on the toilet raw without any sort of defense between him and that germ-infested toilet seat. That is some straight nasty. You are nasty. Play the dog sounder, because that is you. You are nasty. You are a nasty dog.
I'm a dog.
There you go. Why are y'all talking about this at work? It should be what
work. We can't talk about that either. We used to have someone here that used to keep a running list of those that didn't wash their hands.
How about hand sanitizer, though?
But there was no hand sanitizer in.
I kept a mental list of who didn't wash their hands.
COVID, yeah.
I didn't actually go into my phone or write it down on a piece of paper, but I certainly kept a mental list.
Oh, no, there was a list.
We need that whiteboard back. If you were an MLB player, what song would you choose for your walk-up music?
I think I would go with one of two songs. Fat Pat, Tops Drop.
Okay, U of H did that a couple years ago.
Yeah. They're not doing that for their intros anymore?
I don't think that they are. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
And or I would go with Q-Tip Vibrant Thing. Because you know I like that.
Yeah, part. Yeah. I got it on my quick start page for you.
I would do that new, that popular TikTok song. Anxiety!
I thought you were going to say the Sabrina Carpenter song.
That one's fine. Yeah, I'd have a different one for every at bat.
This is funny because now in girls softball, everybody gets to have their walk-up songs. And it is like, they'll change them from week to week. It's like Major League players. These girls focus so hard on their walk-up songs. Tay's changing it, and then Lisa's beat.
Gotta have the right
time. What's
hers?
Hers was Top Drop.
Did y'all learn that from that battered woman channel that you listen to on Sirius?
Scorned.
No. Yeah, Scorned. Scorned. Yeah, you almost got
Almost got what?
you had a factor into why she used Fat Pat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you gave us tickets to her first Cougar game.
Nice.
And she was there for intros.
Nice.
And she loved that song. And so her walk-up song for the longest time was Fat Pat, Tops Drop.
I never want to hear you put down how much of an influencer I am.
And now she changed it to Houdini by Eminem.
Okay, that's nice.
It's a good jam. Because
how does she have so much
Steve
swag?
Miller Band. Oh, she's...
At such a young age. Lisa must be really cool.
No, dad is. Lisa regulates what she can listen to on her car and her radio. Not me. I let Taylor.
Yeah, clearly, we can tell. Except for
that channel. Then we shut that down.
Don't get rid of who said it. Best segment of the week. You got bad taste, Texter. While also having good taste. Why wasn't Ime going after Luka by making him play defense? Saving for the playoffs, baby.
I mean, it depends, like, with foul trouble and everything else. But, yeah, I mean, I think at a certain point, how many guys are you going to run at Luka where he doesn't have the advantage no matter who's guarding? 6'9 with a wide frame. But
defensively, though.
Ball. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying.
I mean, just do a little high pick and roll. Force Luka to switch up on Jalen.
Oh, I see it. Exploit him defensively.
Yeah, you say exploit him defensively.
Yeah. That's a good. I mean, well, if Jalen was having a good night, then you run ISO and put him on an island.
Yeah.
But Jalen wasn't having a good
some
night.
Some sort of action to make him switch. Yeah. He's saving it for the playoffs. That's what he's doing. Space City Kev, got ahead of my skis there. I, for one, am glad that you're doing Mailbag Monday on a Tuesday because I just had a doctor's appointment. My question is, why can't I drink alcohol while taking antibiotics?
Because the mix might be dangerous.
Space City Kev, that was just a recommendation. You can do whatever the heck you want. You're a grown man.
You recommending mixing alcohol?
I didn't recommend it.
Yeah, because I'm not.
I didn't recommend it.
The recommendations of Dr. Branham do not necessarily reflect those of ESPN 97.5.
He said I can't drink alcohol taking antibiotics. That is not true. The doctor told him not to. It's highly encouraged that he does not, but you 100% are capable of doing it. You can
do it. Capable of enduring whatever the side effects are.
I'm not condoning it. Don't do it while you're driving. Make sure that you're at home doing all of that. But I believe in you, Space City Kev. I believe that you are more than capable of drinking alcohol while also taking antibiotics. I do not condone it. Let the record show. Blank going tops drop, my new favorite host. Sorry, Branham. That's no problem. Blankers is my favorite host, too. Brian should use Nasty Boy by Janet Jackson for his walk-up song. And then a texture wants me to stop saying swag. I'm just showing you how cool I am.
What was your walk-up song?
I picked Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
or
the anxiety song. Yeah. Anxiety!
And what did you take, Brian?
Oh, I didn't give one, but I'll go Whiskey River, Willie Nelson.
That's a good song. Okay. You just curried some favor there.
It's a great song.
All right, let's go to the phone lines for one final Mailbag Monday on a Tuesday. 713-780-3776. Alan, you're in the Hive. What's up, Alan?
Hey, I think the Cougs this year just need to win it all and put it all to bed. Boom. For us who were around in 1983, the Cougars were they were favored by so much. I believe it was the greatest upset of all time in the NCAA finals. So let's go Cougs, win it all, man, and put this thing to rest.
Go Cougs, let's do it.
Our beloved Cougs.
Ready? I'm going to drive to San Antonio right now. Drive to San Antonio right now.
Is the team driving or flying?
The NCAA forces them to bus. The
really?
NCAA has a rule where if any NCAA arena or venue you're playing in is within X amount of miles, I forget what it is, they don't supply the plane. They supply the bus, but not the plane.
So the other teams are all flying while Houston has the bus?
Yeah. That's not bad. I mean, it's three and a half hours.
It doesn't seem like a disadvantage. No, it's just interesting.
Is San Antonio up to 3 hours?
Yeah.
Depends on where you leave from.
Okay.
It's 3 hours when I've gone there, yeah.
I thought it was two.
Oh, no.
No, it's
you'd
not
be
that
flying.
Close. No,
maybe
not
if you're close. If you're leaving from Katy, it might be two, but
yeah,
not
maybe
from.
Maybe from Katy. Okay. Although you do live on the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe for you it's a little closer. Two, still pushing it.
Okay.
You might be able to get to the outskirts from where you're at in two.
Because I was at the last Final Four in San Antonio. We drove. It was pretty easy.
Yeah, it's not a bad drive at all. Not a bad drive at all. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Twitch, this is the last month we're going to have a Twitch. But one thing that we're going to try to do a lot of, because the Twitchers love it before we get rid of Twitch here at the station, D'Amico sound. We have some D'Amico Ryan sound from the owner's meeting, because Twitch, I'm thinking of you. We're going to give it to you. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
The Del Olalea Show, weekday mornings from 10 to noon.
They need Altuve didn't move back to second base. Sorry, gave my glove to a kid.
He would just grab someone else's glove. Dubon, you're not playing.
Whoever got hurt, you're just like, all right, Brendan Rodgers, that's my glove now.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard. I'm Jose Altuve.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Philip on Twitch is asking, is the Twitch stream really leaving? We're starting the phase out. Yeah, it'll be gone by May. Philip said there's like
four
people.
A fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
There's more people watching on YouTube than there is on Twitch, Philip. It's all part of the transitioning, so we hope that we hope that you transition with us, though. It is 2025, after all.
In show, we had guys.
Yeah, Alex did. Over. Alex went over to the YouTube.
So did the fake Tony Stark.
Yeah, fake Tony Stark went over there, too. So, I mean, we don't want to lose you, Twitchers. We love you all. Just go over to YouTube. It's fine. It's no big deal. Like, it's how difficult is it to watch us on YouTube versus Twitch? It's just you type it in. Save it in your bookmarks. It's easy. It's not hard to do. Right? Like, I mean, what's the difficulty here? Why are y'all griping? Because you don't want to lose your corny screen name? Is that what it is? Is that why you're complaining, King of Twitch? Because your screen, you don't want to lose the King of Twitch. You can't be the King of YouTube. That's why you have to stay on Twitch. What are you worried about, Virginia Buttonweed? Like, that's a terrible name. It's an awful name. Like, you don't need that name. And if you really wanted the name, you could have it at YouTube. Junior Broncos, I actually like your name. It's pretty good. Coug Blaze, I like that name. It's pretty good. But you might be able to get it over there on YouTube. Dr. Dre, great name. I bet you can get Dr. Dre over there on YouTube. Just go act now. Act fast. Do it now. Isn't that a little rejoin thing?
Do it now.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Don't be upset that we're leaving Twitch. It's going to be fine. And you got a month. You got a month. And because I do love you, Twitchers, and I know how much you love D'Amico Ryan sound, let's give you some D'Amico Ryan sound. He's talking over at the owner's meeting. I think he's been golfing. I think one of the conversations was him like on the tee.
No, Vandy said it was an executive golf course and that there was no one on it. It was a quiet spot, so he took them over by the first tee and they did the interview there.
How do you?
Because I heard it on the way home.
Oh, okay. When did what day?
Yesterday.
Was that the Boston the Gloss?
That was Boston Gloss.
No, that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. I'm just saying. They're all
commercials
the same time.
Happen. Oh, you boy. Flip back and forth. You catch
the competition.
It was good knowing you.
Yep. I mean, they are called the boss. It's the first word.
You guys.
It's good knowing you.
Easy to kind of drag that out to try and throw me under the bus. That's typical, but I'm fine.
I kind of stumbled on that. I didn't realize it was Boston Gloss yesterday. I forgot about that. Anyways, do you think D'Amico golfs?
I don't.
What do you think D'Amico would shoot if he golfs? Like, what would be his handicap? Because Casario, I think, is pretty
swing.
I think Casario's okay. Like, I think Casario probably shoots like.
They showed video of Casario.
Yeah, he's all right. He's fine.
Box. He's all right.
He probably shoots like maybe low 80s, probably. Like, maybe once or twice he's cracked 80. That'd be my guess.
I don't think so. I think
he played in the Pro-Am last year at the Houston
mean
Open.
You're good.
No, you I know, but privileged. Like, his swing looks pretty good.
Yeah,
his swing looks pretty good. No, okay. Nick Casario. I've never seen D'Amico.
I'd say mid to high 80s.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, maybe his best round ever is like 81, 82.
I don't think D'Amico's breaking 100.
Which, by the way, I did win at Long Drive Championship today. If y'all hadn't heard. Should I put that in my Twitter bio? Long Drive Champion.
I'll have the one shining moment ready for it by the end of the show.
Long Drive. What would D'Amico shoot if he was a golfer, you think?
100 and something.
Why? Why do you think he's shooting
play
the hundreds?
He's bulked up.
I said if he was a golfer.
Oh, if he was a golfer and he really worked at it, then I think he'd probably be in the 80s.
You think dudes that are bulked up can't golf?
Tell me a lot of guys.
Affects your swing,
that are
doesn't it?
Up.
Brooks Koepka.
He ain't really.
Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau found out he couldn't do it with 50 extra pounds and took it all back.
He was pretty good while he was up there.
He's as quirky
there.
Of a golfer.
But he did get hurt. He was getting a little bit hurt. The soft tissue injuries. I think D'Amico can do anything he sets his mind to. I think he would. Was it the Kim Jong Un or whatever? He was shooting like 54s over there in Korea.
Oh, I think he was claiming lower than that.
He was?
Because it's. I mean, it's there, but
right.
I think he was claiming hitting hole in one on half his shot.
Well, that's because he had guys that are running out in the fairway and throwing the ball further and trying to throw it on the green.
Yeah, yeah. I think D'Amico, if he was a golfer, I can't imagine him having a great swing.
Who wins in a golf match? D'Amico or Cal McNair?
Cal D'Amico. Probably plays.
Never. Cal plays. Never.
Like,
quit.
If we're talking, are we talking like legit right now today without knowing if D'Amico plays or not?
Exactly.
Cal. Cal.
It's always
Cal's
fun to win.
Oaks, baby.
Yeah, he plays.
Yeah, he probably plays.
He plays. Like, I don't think D'Amico plays.
I don't either because he's involved in going to his kids' high school games and you know, when he's not coaching. It's all family stuff. I don't think he has the time to dedicate to golf.
Yeah, I don't think he'd play. I think Cal would wipe the floor with D'Amico Ryans. Now, it might be the only thing in the world he would wipe the floor with. But, yeah, I think Cal's
never,
that.
Never yeah. quit.
Cal McNair's dusting D'Amico Ryans.
How can he compete against that?
Can't. I mean, the inspiration, the attitude, the mindset. Like, Tiger Woods was famously known for his mentality. And a lot of times whenever you would tee it up with Tiger, whenever he was wearing that red on Sunday red, that he was just going to beat you because of the intimidation. I don't think he had the mind, though, of one Cal McNair.
I mean,
never quit.
The red was intimidating, but have you seen Cal throw up the H?
It's pretty pinky ring, too.
It's pretty intimidating.
In the pinky ring. In the boxing wrestling ring.
He also did it there, yeah. There's been lots of settings for Cal McNair to throw up the H.
I want to see Cal compete as a luchador
and with
next.
The grilling utensils in his hand.
Yeah, he's a good griller. Mm. That might be another area where he has D'Amico. He has D'Amico on the golf course. He's got him in grilling.
He's probably, Cal's probably made more hamburgers.
He has him in life advice.
Yeah,
in mentality. And like the winning mindset, I think he takes over D'Amico.
Oh, no. Not with the locker room speeches of D'Amico Ryan.
I don't know.
No,
Never quit on the wall than Swarm. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate if Swarm even makes sense. There's because they're like, no, it should be Swarm.
I don't think that a lot of people are running around town going never, ever quit.
And never.
Everybody's Swarm.
Never.
No, there's times whenever I'm in there, like the last rep, whenever I'm working out that one or two days every year, early July, you know, or early January for the New Year's resolutions. And in my mind, I'm like, you know, it's very easy to just, you know, quit, not continue. But I was like, you know what? You're cheating yourself if you do that. And whenever I think in that moment where I really want to quit, this is what comes to my mind.
Never quit.
That's gotten me through a lot of dark times and dark days. D'Amico yelling swarm is not.
You're a different individual.
So I would go Cal on the life coach over D'Amico. Here was D'Amico, I think, first public I don't want to play the tons of one. It was bad audio. It's the clip's too long. Let's not play the tons of one.
Lance got it for you.
He said, I'll never get over that.
No, you won't.
Lance thought he was, like, helping us out so much, recording the sound on his phone whenever, like, hey, Lance, text and send us that, man. Like, it's okay. We have they posted on YouTube. We're going to be good. But he talked about Tunsil, like, how they were toxic and stuff. He's like, that didn't happen. He was a great teammate. You know, it's hard to trade him. Just couldn't pass up the opportunity. Here is D'Amico talking about the addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Instantly improves our back end. Not only from his play, but him pairing with Kalen. And Kalen's game is definitely going to improve from just seeing how CJ plays and how he prepares. You can feel the passion, the love for football that CJ has. Just my first conversation with him. Like, he got me fired up talking to him. So he's going to fit right in as a swarm player for us, and I'm excited to get to work with him.
There you go. You know what he kind of did there, though? He tipped his hand on who his starting safeties are.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Not that we had any concern about that in Houston. Like, we knew that it was Bullock and C.J. Gardner-Johnson. But there were some national media heads. I don't know if you caught this. You might have been out. Where they were like, oh, the Texans are trying to get Bullock off the field.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
It's like, you're a casual and don't watch Houston Texans.
You just made the list.
You just made the list. Yeah, I might have bookmarked it. If I didn't, that was a failure on my part. But there you have it. Like, if there was any doubt at all, not from us locally, but these national jabronis who don't know what they're talking about, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Kalen Bullock, your starters as of right
now.
Thank
you. That means what I want is happening regardless whether they cut him or not. No more Jimmy Ward in the starting lineup.
No, they're not going to cut him, though.
No.
He'll be your third safety backup nickel.
Fine. Leave him there.
Yeah, I think he'll be your – I believe he'll be your backup. Do we want to play any of this other sound? Is that enough sound for the Twitchers? Was there anything else? Like the Christian Kirk, is that worth playing, Brian? He said he's fast and he thinks he can help him on third down. Like,
I could go either way on it.
Would you rather – let's play one more. Kirk or E.J. Speed? Which one do you
think? I like E.J. Speed.
There we go. I'll agree with Blakers.
So D'Amico,
I agree with him all the time.
Stop patronizing me.
So D'Amico said about Kirk, he likes his speed, he likes his quickness, thinks he can help him on third down, will be a great addition. Yay. All right, here was D'Amico on the addition of E.J. Speed.
I remember E.J. came out of Tarleton State, thought he was a fast, long, explosive linebacker, and he's developed into a solid linebacker there with the Colts. I'm looking for him to just come in and add some of those same qualities that he's shown, like playing fast, playing physical. He's made a ton of tackles the past couple years, so excited to see him in the mix with our linebackers to see what we come up with.
I didn't realize he went to Tarleton State.
That D'Amico remembered him means he probably had a little bit more intel and input on that.
He's a Fort Worth kid, too. That's good. Fort Worth's better than Dallas. I like Fort Worth. Dallas, not so much. I didn't realize he went to Tarleton. That's pretty cool. Do you know? Guess how many tackles E.J. Speed had last year? Like combined tackles.
75.
142.
Jeez.
Missed two games and had 142 tackles.
Wow. He was Jalen Petrie a couple years ago.
Well, yeah, when the Texas defense was terrible.
They kept getting to the secondary.
So he had 102 two years ago. And, like, certainly, like, you're not graded how you are defensively as, you know, how many tackles you have. But what does the Houston Texans linebacker depth chart look like? This is kind of confusing because, obviously, Azeez Al-Shaair's not going anywhere. They like to play a lot of nickel. Maybe they play a lot more 4-3. But, like, how does it look after Azeez Al-Shaair?
See, he even talked about it in that – I think it was in that interview and also with the media that this doesn't mean anything against Christian Harris. It was just that Christian Harris took so long to get healthy, and then when he was healthy, he was kind of up against it because they were getting ready for the playoffs that he didn't factor in as much. But he expects Christian Harris to be a part of that linebacking lineup that you're talking about. I think that it could be Christian Harris and Speed and Azeez, and then you can use Henry To'o To'o kind of interchangeably with those guys.
I'm wondering if they don't love Christian Harris.
There's a part of me that wonders whether if it's a health issue or otherwise that something has happened either because of the injury or aside from the injury that lets them believe he's not in the mix.
I think E.J. Speed's their number two linebacker. Cash him or trash him. EJ Speed is the Houston Texans' number two.
It's only between him and how you feel about Christian Harris, because we know that, like, Toe knows the game of football. From an athletic standpoint, I think that he's maxing out. I think that with the numbers you just gave, too, I think it's either Speed or Christian Harris, and right now it probably is Speed.
Let's do our cash him or trash him next. 713-780-3776. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? 713-780-3776. It is the B's, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's cash him.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or trash him.
This is your hot take?
Seems like an overreaction.
With a killer bees.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash him or trash him with the bees. 713-780-3776. What's your cash him or trash him?
I'm going to go Isak Paredes has a better offensive year at the end of the year than Alex Bray.
I think it's going to be close.
By which measure? Like OPS?
I like him in the dike.
Yeah, which... I like how you're coming around to that.
What's our measure here? Big, and then I got criticized for that, so I'll just call it the dike.
What's our measure?
I think we have to just kind of... You're going to have to factor in everything, from the OPS to the average to the bombs. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how we differentiate all of it.
I mean, I think OPS would be the easiest way to...
Let's do OPS.
Or home runs. I would say one of the two would be the easiest, but...
You're the analytical guy, Jeremy. Pick which one.
I just like how you said OPS and average and homers.
Well, but...
Because like, that's factored into OPS.
I know analytics
discussion about this kind of stuff. People are going to pick whichever they think is going to lean towards their side of the argument. But I think he'll have a better batting average.
I don't think I have a better average.
Than Bregman?
No, Bregman's a better average guy. But I don't really care about average. I'm not an average guy.
I'm a bit above average.
I'm a bit above average. I did win a long drive championship today, Brian. Let's give me my flowers here. I'm putting it in my Twitter bio, long drive champion. Got all these Houston Fire Department guys, like these real leaders of men. They're the first ones into these
actually
fires.
Actually, manly men.
Yeah, and they got dusted by Branham today.
Doesn't say much of them.
Let's go OPS. I think that's the best common known like offensive metric. I'm a WOBA guy, but that's not universally known as much. Let's go OPS. I will cash it.
Yeah, fine. I think the on-base part of OPS certainly plays in Isak's favor, so I'll cash it as well.
Bregman, a good OBP guy, too.
He is, but he's been trending down the last couple years, whereas Isak takes so many pitches.
Yeah. You still got to get on base, though.
Yeah.
I saw that highlight you were talking about with the facial.
It was bad.
That was rough.
That was not great. Did he break his nose? Did we hear?
I don't know if he broke his nose, but just the whole skid marks of redness that were from the turf over his nose.
Had some bacon strips on his nose.
Woo.
EJ Speed is the Houston Texans' number two linebacker.
Cash it. I cash it because I think that there are legit question marks, either health wise or otherwise, with Christian Harris.
I don't even say trash it based upon Christian Harris. I think it's Henry Toa.
Well, they both need to be a factor.
Sure, but I thought Toa had stepped up and played really well last year, so I think it'd be Toa over EJ Speed.
Yeah, I mean, Toa was getting the snaps in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Harris was not. Harris was available, too. He was running up and down the field on special teams. Wasn't playing defense, though. Oso, we sure they're confident in Aziz being available. Dude is the one dumb hit away from a six-game suspension. Oso, we like physical football in Houston. We like swarming behavior for the Houston Texans. Brian, what's your cash him or trash him?
I think the NFL has overthought their overtime rules. I'm done with it to the point of, like, this whole idea of needing to now in the regular season, which this past today, guarantee both teams of possession after you've already shortened the overtime session by 5 minutes. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to make it inherently even. If the team that gets the first possession holds the ball for 6-7 minutes, well, it's not even because now the other team's got 3 minutes. I mean, you can't make it even. So if this is about player safety, which apparently they've taken the 5 minutes away was, just allow ties in the regular season. I know that's going to be an unpopular opinion.
I would
rather have ties in the regular season than this overcomplication of trying to make sure everything is completely even and fair, playing an extra 10 minutes and guaranteeing both teams a possession.
Ties suck, period.
I agree, but I would never advocate for ties in the regular season, baseball or basketball, but in football with the physicality of the sport and what should be an onus on player safety, I mean, that's what the NFL tells us.
Now, they did have the option to do a full 15 minutes and do that, and it was voted against that part of it.
I'd rather have ties.
But I'm trashing the hell out of that because I trash.
Didn't I do this in baseball and you said you trashed it, Brian?
I don't recall that.
Maybe not. It might have predated you. Remember,
I do remember you bringing that up.
Yeah, because I don't like the gimmicky extra inning rules in baseball.
I would agree. I'd rather have that than the whole man for man.
That was my old trash him or trash him, which I got just torched for that. I'm cashing this. I'm cashing this in the regular season. I think at the end of a regulation, if you are tied and then you lose a game in the overtime period or the extra inning or innings, that to me shouldn't carry the same value as losing a game 10-2 over the course of a regular game or in football. Like, why is a team that's losing in overtime getting one regular season loss equal to a team that just got dusted 40-0?
Yeah,
like that to me doesn't make sense. I think a tie in the regular season is actually a truer result. And again, these are 17 rounds, right? You're looking for 17 rounds and then qualify for the playoffs. Obviously, it couldn't exist in the playoffs because it's win or go home. It's survive and advance and all of that. But I am actually, and this is, we are probably in the minority here.
Yeah.
I have cashed it. I believe that regular season should end in ties. Man for man, stupid. The extra overtime rules in the NFL are stupid. I'm with you on this one. 713-780-3776. Most people are with you. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Keith has a cash them or trash them.
Hey, guys. I got a baseball cash or trash it. Rafael Devers has 15 strikeouts already. Cash or trash it. Will he eclipse the record of 223 strikeouts held by Mark Reynolds in 2009?
I like how he knows who holds the strikeout record. I mean, I'm sure he Googled it, but it's just funny. I would never have been able to tell you.
Mark Reynolds' team.
I don't even know who Mark Reynolds is.
It was Arizona. Wasn't it?
Oh, okay. I remember who Mark Reynolds is now.
Yeah, he struck out.
He played for the Orioles?
He might have played
that.
I think so.
Though I remember from being a member of the Diamondbacks, but he struck out 200-plus, feels like, every year. He was a strikeout machine.
I think Devers will find it. I don't think he'll get that
223
high.
Is a lot.
That's a lot.
Oh, man, he broke Adam Dunn's record. That's too bad.
The big donkey.
Adam Dunn, local guy in New Caney. I think it's Adam Dunn Field up there. So 200 and how many?
223.
Devers' career high in strikeouts is 147.
Yeah, not
that's a big lead.
Not happening.
That's not happening. Trash it.
Trash.
Trash it. Although, can a guy be throwing a bigger temper tantrum than this?
Yeah, it's not a good look coming off of the way he handled the Bregman thing.
Yeah.
He's throwing a fit that he's not playing third base anymore. Alex Cora, he knows we're in the winning business. Well, Devers ain't helping you win right now.
No, he's not winning business
right now.
0-19
to start the year with 15 strikeouts. That's insane. 15 of his 19 putouts or via the strikeout.
He's look, of the two things, we knew that his defense sucked, but that he's always been a stick. This ain't a great look. You're a designated hitter and you're not hitting.
It's not even that. Like the
I hope for him he's hurt.
He's not hurt.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
his feelings are hurt. He does not
look hurt at the plate.
He's just
aside from the fact that he's not making contact.
He's throwing a fit. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Join us Friday, River Ranch, Dayton, new community northeast of Houston. 16 new model homes, home from the high 200s to the 500s, so the Twitch can afford it. Features the Angel Lagoon with white sand beaches and turquoise water. Must see community. ESPN Houston will be there from noon to 6. Paul Gallant and then the Killer Bees, Blankers, BMAC. I'll be in my hotel in San Antonio. Learn more at RiverRanchDayton.com. All right, car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. What are your car wrecks of the day? It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, May 15th is the deadline to protest your property tax, so don't wait and don't be late. You need to contact Century Property Tax Consultants right now. Over 60 combined years of experience, Century Property Tax Consultants' priority is to help residential, commercial, industrial, and business property tax clients reduce their property taxes. Don't pay more taxes than necessary. Let Century Property Tax Consultants fight for you. All you got to do is sign up. www.cprotax.com. That's www.cprotax.com. They're the best in the business. They've got all the experience behind it. And the best thing for you is if they don't get you the savings that you're looking for and they don't save you money, you don't have to pay. Unless they get you a savings, no charge. That's phenomenal. That's why you should go with them. Experience and a guarantee that if they don't get you savings, they don't charge you. Go right now to CPROtax.com.
97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick! Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
713-780-ESPN. Car wrecks of the day. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters coming up next. Maybe the best double entendre that we have in Houston, Soccer Matters. Oso Cal's better than D'Amico at Mario Kart as well. Something we didn't mention.
It's Cal always fun to win.
Definitely would beat D'Amico in video games too. YouTube has crazy amount of ads. Sorry. But how do you think we get paid? Ads are big for us. So sorry that we're leaving Twitch by the end of the month and moving to YouTube, but it is the way it's got to be. That's what the suits told us. They wanted us to deliver the news. The YouTube is about to become way more toxic. That's probably true. If the Twitchers all go to YouTube, because Twitch is dying by the end of the month, at least our channel, not Twitch.com. Twitch, ESPN 975, will be no more come May. It's going to be May.
YouTube, you can't do the whole pay a little extra for no ads?
Yeah, you can sign up for their premium, I believe. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if we get rid of the Twitch and all of the Twitch goes over to the YouTube, then yeah, it will be a little more toxic over there. There's no doubt about that. All right, car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. What are you nominating for the car wreck of the day?
I'm nominating the fact that April Fool's sucks from anybody that's on social media and anybody that does what we do. Because I've been known to have gotten before already. But the fact that today everybody was trying to get everybody, and there were plenty. Tracy Wilson, I think, bit the hardest on the April Fool's joke. Tiger Woods came out and said that doing the hyperbaric chamber and everything, he has good news that he's ready for the Masters and he's ready to play. And she retweeted it and responded and said, this is so great. This is great for CBS.
Really?
Yeah, she bit into it all hook, line, and sinker.
That's
and he had
funny.
To come out and say, I was just kidding, guys.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe she bit that. Like, he has a torn Achilles.
Yeah, I mean, he even said in the tweet that it's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you possibly believe him sleeping in the hyperbolic chamber?
Oh, no. Yeah. Has she responded since then?
I haven't seen any response after the initial response.
Oh, she tweeted, he got me, wink emoji.
Oh, okay.
The wink emoji, though, makes it seem like she's getting in on the joke.
Oh, you think she was slash S with her tweet?
Maybe.
I don't know.
So her tweet says, wow, exclamation mark. This is insane, but so great for the Masters. Can't wait to watch him at Augusta, exclamation mark.
No question that was
I don't sense but any sarcasm there, but it's hard. It's text, so.
I think that it's important. The exclamation mark's important here. Because if she's not one who tweets with exclamation marks, then this would have been satire. But scrolling through her timeline real quick, she uses a lot of exclamation marks.
That's why you're the expert.
So this was since she got fooled. She got got. I saw the few that you put on here. These are good. Space City Sports said Dana Brown just hit on the cardiac arrest that they're considering battering Jake Myers second in the order to get some speed ahead of Yordan. Manny quote tweeted, if this ain't proof that it's wacky inside the Astros organization, this is more stupid than Altuve and left, a black hole at the plate in front of Yordan.
He got got. And I looked in the mentions, too. It took about five or six other comments before finally someone said, look at what date. I think it was Not Santa.
Yeah, so our boy Not Mike, Santa yeah. immediately replied, look at the date, Manny. Yeah.
Mike Zuerlein, Lance's brother, he always gets in my comments, too. He hates me. You know what the date is, right? Altuve's playing left field.
Lance or his brother?
Maybe both.
Okay.
Altuve's playing left field. Jake Myers hitting second isn't far-fetched. Another commenter, it's an April Fool's joke. Manny, not a funny one, because at this point we really can't be sure. LOL. That's funny. There was the Hunter Dickinson one.
He applied for
it. Did people fall for this?
His seventh year of eligibility. There were people talking about where's he going to go.
That's a good one. Those are good. I'm going to nominate the Astros offense, not scoring any runs again.
I'm going to nominate the Tech against Tari Eason.
Oh, good call.
That's a good one.
That's a good call. I think any other day that would win it. But I go,
Tracy's got to win.
I got to go the April Fool's.
Yeah, Tracy Wilson.
Manny's pretty good, too, though.
Yeah, they're both good.
Did you go April Fool's people?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm happy that we didn't do any April Fool's jokes today on people.
I really thought y'all would have.
I did it on Twitter, but didn't do it. I don't like doing the April Fool's jokes. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for doing the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Brian, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.